We've seen many verses in Isaiah that pertain to our time, but the one that we're about to study applies in a striking way to this generation. It's Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." This verse doesn't say these people didn't know good from evil. It doesn't say, on the other hand, that they did know good from evil but just ignored the difference. It actually says they called evil good and good evil. They got right and wrong reversed. Later in this book, Isaiah will say that they had things turned around. Isaiah 29, verse 16. Or as the King James Version says, they turned things upside down, morally and spiritually. Now let's think about this. They called evil good. How? Why? Because their conscience was so dulled, they were morally blind. Calling a bad thing good is blasphemy. And yet, that's what they did. They also called good evil. You would think that anyone who claimed to believe in God would be afraid to even have a thought like this. And yet, they, that is God's own people in this book, did this very thing. Turning things around morally makes about as much sense as saying it's dark when it's light, or saying that something that's very bitter is sweet. And yet, those are the illustrations that he uses in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, to show how ridiculous and how unnatural this is. These images show that their moral senses didn't work right. How could this happen? Because they had deliberately gone against their conscience so long that it no longer felt any pain. They no longer had any feeling in their conscience. The people of Judah that Isaiah describes had sinned intentionally and worshiped God without repentance. They had worshiped idols and God at the same time. They had dulled their senses with alcohol. They had lied, committed adultery, and took advantage of the poor. They were greedy, hypocritical, and irreverent, yet they call this evil a good thing. How could they do that? Well, the same way that people do this today. How do people in our time call good evil and evil good? Let's look at a few examples. Number one, the Bible says that men with men and women with women is against the law of creation and the Bible. Genesis 1 verse 27 says that God made male and female. Romans 1, 26 and 27 says that that kind of activity is against nature. Leviticus chapter 20 verse 13 says that if a man lies with a man as he lies with womankind, it is an abomination. And yet, people today call this evil a good thing. They say it's a right, an equal liberty, an expression of love, and all kinds of sickening things that they say. But God is clear. He says it is a sin. Number two, the Bible teaches that life begins at conception and taking a human life is murder. Luke chapter 1 verse 36 says that Elizabeth conceived a son in her old age. And Galatians 5, 19 through 21 and many other passages teach that murder will keep one out of heaven. And yet many in our society call killing an unborn baby a good thing. They say that abortion is a right, even a merciful act, for a woman who isn't ready to have the child. And that is foolish. There are so many evil things that people today call good. Lying is a sin, but they say it's good if it serves their purpose. Drinking is a sin, but they say it's good because they enjoy it. Adultery is sinful, but they say it's good when two people fall in love. Profanity is a sin, but they call it good because it entertains them. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 says, "Woe unto them." Now, let's think of some ways in which people call good evil. The Bible is a good thing. It's good because it is of God and it is good for man. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says that the Bible is given by inspiration of God. And yet some people hate it. They say that the Bible is bad for society, and some of these people even curse the Word of God. Here's another example, and that is telling sinners that they are wrong. That is a good thing. Jesus did this many times. So did Moses. So did David. So did Paul and many other biblical characters. The Bible commands it. In Ephesians 5, verse 11, the Bible says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 says that when the word is preached, we should reprove, rebuke, and exhort. But no, says the world today, that's judging. And judging is bad. Judging is evil. They don't even realize what they're doing because they're judging other people. And they don't realize that Jesus, our Lord, commanded us to judge righteous judgment in John 7, verse 24. Here's another example. Executing murderers is a good thing. Romans 13, verse 4 says that civil government bears the sword. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 11 says that if evil is not punished in a society, then people are going to get worse and worse. But this so-called educated generation calls this an evil thing. They talk worse about people who believe in the death penalty than they talk about rapists and killers. People today have things turned around. They have right and wrong, love and hate, kindness and meanness turned upside down. And that's why we need to read the book of Isaiah. That's why we need the Bible. We need more people who will call evil for what it is and good for what it is in God's sight, not man's opinion.